Charitable Creatures, written by Diane Rimmer, directed by James Steventon.
Good morning, the World Animal Trust charity shop. Hardcore! Can I stop you right there? We don't accept donations of that nature. I don't care if you've enough rubble and gravel for a small patio. We don't want it. Your local charity shop. The alternative to landfill.
What were you just saying before that call, Tina? Dogging's good for your health and it can add 6 years to your life.
No, Barbara. I said jogging.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's this earwax. It'll be such a relief to get them syringed next week. I feel like I've got a banana shoved in me ear.
We were talking about the menopause and I was telling you that keeping fit is good for your sex drive. After all, you don't want to lose your libido.
What have you lost?
I haven't lost anything.
Oh.
Exercise can power up your sexual urges. You need to be proactive or you could get postmenopausal frigidity.
Oh, well, I was a bit fidgety in the post office yesterday. Is that a symptom of the menopause?
It listed over 30 symptoms to look forward to, so quite possibly. Oh, there. That's the last box from the crate. Mainly household goods and kitchen stuff. Look at this. A salad spinner. It's got to be the most useless kitchen gadget ever invented.
Oh, well, you're wrong there, Tina. I wouldn't be without mine. Since my tumble dryer gave its last breath, I've used one for drying my smalls. Speeds up the drying process significantly.
Doesn't that make your arm ache, Barbara?
No, keeps me nice and toned. I don't need to spend money down the gym. You never know when you'll need a strong right arm. That reminds me, I'm a bit worried about Derek.
Oh, really? What's up?
Well, that's just it. You see, between you and me, he's been having a bit of trouble with his pig in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket?
You know, the nether regions.
Oh, dear. Is it physical?
Well, I'm not sure. The problem could be psychological. I think he's been feeling a little bit inadequate since he came home and found me in bed with next door.
He didn't? Barbara, what did he say?
Oh, not much. I told him not to make such a fuss. We were just having a bit of fun and unwinding after a stressful week. After all, it was only Sandra.
Sandra?
I was admiring her hand-crocheted eiderdown. You know, I think Derek's heading for a midlife crisis or something. He's never away from his allotment. Do you know, he started growing ornamental cabbages and eating them as one of his five a day.
What? Those weird vegetables that you put in a flower bouquet that don't even have a scent?
Well, Derek certainly gives off an aroma after he's eaten them.
Oh, good grief.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. I'm Annabelle Shepherd. I'm here to see Tina about becoming a volunteer.
Oh, hi, Annabelle. That's me. Thanks for coming in. If you follow me into the back office, we can have a chat over a coffee. So, you're interested in animal welfare?
Oh, yes. It breaks my heart to see cruelty to any living thing.
Well, here at the World Animal Trust, we care about both wild and domestic animals all across the globe facing cruelty or distress. This week, we're raising awareness for blood sports.
I thought they'd been banned.
Illegal blood sports are happening all around us. Badger baiting, hare coursing, even the use of birds of prey to scare pigeons has turned into a sport.
I've seen them using hawks at tennis tournaments. It's taken all the pleasure out of watching Wimbledon. I'd be very keen to get involved with helping pigeons. They always get such a bad press.
What's made you come in today and offer your support?
I've had a few personal difficulties recently. I suppose I'm looking for some direction. a new purpose in life.
Volunteering here with the Trust would certainly give you that.
I'm always looking for ways to give animals a voice. Signing petitions, attending demonstrations. I've been on several marches against the badger cult.
There are some high-profile people like Brian May standing up for animal rights now. It's made a big impact.
Isn't Brian wonderful? Guitarist, scientist, astronomist and activist. And he's still got all his hair. He certainly puts the May in amazing.
Well, yes. He's certainly all of that. Annabelle, you express a lot of passion and commitment, and I think you'll make a perfect addition to the team. If you're happy to join us, why don't you stay for the rest of the day and we'll see how you get on?
I'd love that. Thank you, Tina.
We're only a small branch, but we raise a lot of much-needed funds. The shop's always busy. People who are compassionate about our welfare campaigns, or others who are just looking for a bargain.
You've certainly plenty of stock.
Barbara, meet Annabelle. She's going to join the team and stay for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's good news. Perfect timing, in fact. Oh, I forgot to mention, Tina. I've booked a treatment at the health spa. I'll have to leave early this afternoon.
Not a problem.
Are you having a pamper treatment, Barbara?
Well, sort of. I'm having a chai yok.
Chai yok? Isn't he a newsreader?
No, you're thinking of Chris Choi. A chai yok is a vaginal steam.
A what?
A herbal infusion for the nether regions. It balances your hormones during the menopause. They do all sorts at the spa. In fact, you look like you benefit from having your chakras balanced, Annabelle.
Do I?
Oh, definitely. Just avoid the hot stone massage. Leaves you looking like you've got ringworm.
What have you got there, Mrs. Bailey? Is it another pigeon?
Oh, yes, love. The poor thing looks really shook up. It was sitting under a bench. Someone may have harmed it. I threw my cardigan over it and I managed to scoop it up.
That's the third one this week, Mrs. Bailey.
Leave it with us and we'll make sure it gets some attention.
Do you want me to take it, Tina?
Oh, no, it's fine. I've got a nip out later anyway.
Oh, thank you, dear. Here we are. I'll just have a little rummage while I'm here.
What are you going to do with the pigeon?
Sometimes they seem to recover and we just let them go in the park. Or if it looks more serious, we do take them round to the vets.
Mrs. Bailey couldn't afford to take them in. She has a house full of rescued cats to feed as it is. You probably noticed the...
Yes, as we're a charity, the vets are very kind and help us out if needed. Bless her, she can't help herself. The pigeons are an obsession.
She gets herself into a real flap. She's going to get injured one of these days.
In what way?
I've seen her dive in front of a car before now to capture one. What a screech!
From the car brakes?
No, the pigeon.
I wasn't expecting people bringing in livestock.
Oh, you'd be surprised what people bring in. We had a half-eaten buffy left at the back door last week and a bin bag full of grass cuttings this morning. Had a very herbal smell.
I'll take the pigeon to the vet's shortly. I'll just find a box and some soft tissue for a little bed. Would you mind making a start displaying these anti-blood sport posters, Annabelle?
Of course. Some of these images are very distressing.
They need to be. You'd be surprised how widespread dog and cockfighting are.
Oh, I've had a fight with a cockatoo myself in my time.
Do you mean the bird, Barbara?
Oh, we used to have a white umbrella cockatoo. Kevin, he was called. Used to scream and bite. Very aggressive.
I've heard they can be.
Yeah, died of a stroke. Just dropped off Derek's shoulder. Unfortunately, it relieved itself on the way down. All over his dressing gown.
I can't see a poster here about fishing as a blood sport.
Is it a blood sport?
Some people think it's a sport, and there's definitely blood. Fish have a sophisticated nervous system. They can't cry out, but any pain they experience may be intense.
I've always thought that fish look rather intense.
These are all the posters they've sent. Perhaps fishing isn't seen as cruel enough.
Not cruel enough. Being pierced with a hook, dragged out of the water, gasping for breath. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
What's up with her?
I know she feels strongly about badgers, but she didn't mention fish. I'll take this pigeon to the office and have a word.
Here we are, Barbara. Could you wrap this for me, dear? It's just what I've been looking for. My last one cracked.
Oh, this is an unusual vase. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Bailey. It's not what you think. I don't know how this has got past Tina. We're not allowed to sell drug paraphernalia. This is a bong for...
I know what it is, dear. Now, have you got change from £5?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, this till keeps sticking. Where's that hammer? Here we are.
Oh, thank you, dear. It's a really help with the arthritis. Oh, in fact, there's a faint aroma of hemp around here today.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Unfortunately, not enough to mask the smell of eau de toilette, Tomcat. Where's that air freshener? Oh, I'm so sorry, officer. At least it wasn't pepper spray.
Can I have your name, please?
Oh, yes, it's Barbara Dodds, officer.
Right, Mrs. Dodds. We are currently asking local businesses to display this crime watch notice. We believe there's a catnapper gang working in the area and we're trying to get a fuller picture of what's going on.
Someone stealing cats?
We're just gathering evidence at present.
Oh, that's awful. I'll put it in the window straight away. And I do apologise obtusely about earlier.
I'll let you off with a warning this time. Could you possibly do me a personal favour, if you don't mind?
Oh, ask away.
Bit of a strange request, but I'm looking for a good home for a small tank of tropical fish and a budgie. Do you know of anyone who rehomes pets?
Well, I can certainly ask around for you. Are they your pets?
No, they're my dad's. He has dementia, and things are getting really tough for him. The carers, they don't have time, and unfortunately I'm not home as often as I'd like. Heartbreaking, really.
Oh, how difficult for you. I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. I've got a few contacts I could ask.
Much appreciated. I'm Alex, by the way. Is it okay if I call back later, Barbara, to see how you've got on?
Oh, yes. I'll get onto it as soon as I can.
Much appreciated.
So what was all that about?
Oh dear. The subject of fish is very sensitive. Apparently, her husband used to spend his Sundays fishing, usually returning with the catch of the day, which she dutifully served up for an evening meal.
And?
Turns out he'd been knocking some other woman off for years and picking up the fish from the supermarket on the way home.
No!
She found a receipt that got her thinking, then one morning followed him and caught him on the job. Apparently they had to get a paramedic to remove the fishing tackle, but from his pig in a blanket.
Oh!
20 years they'd been married.
Oh, she must have been gutted. And they say fish are cold-blooded.
She started internet dating, so let's hope she meets someone decent. Hey. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Well, that's true. But there's also sharks, jellyfish and piranhas.
I do apologise for that outburst.
Don't you worry about it, Annabelle.
This'll cheer you up, Annabelle. I've been sent some details of a charity-sponsored walk for wildlife. And Brian May is booked as one of the guest speakers.
Brian?
Oh, do you like Brian May?
Oh, yes. I'm a huge admirer. I follow him on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter and TikTok. I'd follow him anywhere. I'd love to get a glimpse of him.
Well, you'd struggle missing him with all that hair.
Oh, I know. You could dress up like a badger. That'll get Brian's attention.
Oh, I don't know about that. You can attract some unusual sorts once you start dressing up in fursuits. At the last demo, we had to separate a couple of six-foot rabbits. I've never heard so much grunting.
Oh, yes. There was fur flying everywhere.
Thankfully, we only had sooty and sweep in my day. You didn't see them petting and biting each other. Oh, talking of petting, I believe you've joined a dating website, Annabelle.
Oh, yes, I have.
And?
I've just had some casual friendships, really. But I am seeing someone for the third time this weekend. He's very fond of animals. I've invited him round for a nut roast.
Ooh, letting him into your home on the third day. Ooh, you're very brave, Annabelle. How do you know he's not an axe welding murderer?
He sounds very nice. I'm sure you'll have a lovely evening.
I must admit, when I think about him, my stomach's turning over a little. It's a long time since I've felt like that.
Ooh, let's hope he's not the start of a bug, Annabelle. You don't want to be spewing vomit all over him now, do you?
Well, this isn't getting any work done and I need to get to the vets. Annabelle, can you come through to the office and have a look over your volunteer contract before I go? Have a read through and sign at the bottom if you're happy with everything. You can take it home, you don't need to rush it now.
I'm sure everything will be fine. Poor bird. I've been thinking, Tina. Maybe the Trust could run a celebration campaign showing pigeons in a more positive light.
That's an interesting thought.
I think they were seen as heroes during the war. They were messenger birds flying across enemy lines.
Were they?
Pigeons have outstanding navigation abilities. They have this amazing crop in their chest to store food so they can fly really long distances. They're incredibly intelligent creatures, and of course pigeons, mate for life.
Right. I'll email the Trust magazine with those thoughts, and perhaps they'll run an article or something.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina. You took your time. Of course I've got one. Be in the exercise yard at the same time and I'll throw it over in the usual place. No, I doubt it. They're far too busy looking out for drones. Do not worry. I have a never-ending supply. Now, little pigeon. There may not be a war on, but I have an important job for you. And we don't want you flying back home now, do we? Just a few sachets to deliver safely in that amazing crop.
All signed up.
Oh, good. Would you excuse me, Annabelle, while I make an important phone call?
Oh, sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Just a quickie, Derek. There was a flyer in the supermarket window this morning. Yeah. A box of 240 tea bags for only $2.99. Yes. As soon as you can. Yeah, get six boxes. Your mother's visiting next week.
Ooh, sounds like you've got the in-law visiting.
She's over for our wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations. How long have you and Derek been together?
Oh, happily married for 20 years.
That's lovely to hear.
Well, we've actually been married for 25, but like all couples, we've had our ups and downs.
Have you any family?
Oh, we have a lovely daughter, Fiona. Couldn't be prouder. She works in the caring professions.
Oh, very admirable. What does she do?
She's an escort. Such a big heart, our Fiona. She'll give anyone a helping hand.
Is an escort classified as a caring profession?
Escorting people to and from hospital, things like that.
Ah, I see.
Oh, but I've been rather worried about Felicity. She'll go missing for a couple of nights at a time, and I've got a gut feeling she's been tampered with. I think she's been secretly groomed.
Oh, my God, Barbara! Is Felicity your younger daughter?
No, she's the cat. I don't know what's going on, but when she comes home, she's almost bald.
Could it be fleas?
No, there's no fleas on Felicity. I don't know what's happening. In fact, there's a policeman just been in saying that there's reports of people's cats being stolen. It's a real worry. I love my Felicity.
Of course. Could someone else be feeding her?
Well, possibly. But what if she goes missing for good? Anyway, the officer's calling back. Sounds so strange, but I'm going to tell him anyway.
I think you should, especially as you're so worried. Why is he coming back?
Ah, well, he's in a really difficult situation, as his dad's struggling to look after his pets.
Oh, how sad.
I don't know whether you'd be interested, but he's looking for someone to take in his dad's tropical budgie.
Tropical budgie? Sounds like a beautiful bird. If it needs a new home, I'd be happy to help out.
Perfect. I'll let him know. Ooh, he was rather dishy.
Barbara, can you stay on the shop floor and look after things while I nip out? I've got the post and I'll drop the pigeon off at the vet's.
Yes, you get off, Tina.
Tina, can I have a quick word?
Not now. I'm in a hurry. I've left Barbara in charge.
Very well. Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh, heck. It's Barry from the Bat Protection League. He's a pain in the neck.
How exquisitely elegant you look today, Barbara. Quite the visual feast.
What do you want, Barry?
Can I leave you lovely ladies these flyers? We've organised a fundraiser, hoping to set up a bat helpline.
I didn't know they needed one. Let's go batty. Batty crafts. Bat boxes. Bat walk. Bat talk. Bat bonding. And a raffle?
Yes. What do you think of the soundbite I've come up with? The Bat Protection League. Because rabies carriers can be beautiful. I'm referring to the bats, of course. Or am I?
I'll come along. I'd love to have the chance to interact with bats on a closer level.
That's wonderful. I don't think we've met. Your name is?
Annabel Shepherd.
Shepherd. That happens to be my most favourite pie. Jammed my petal.
Do you work with bat conservation full time?
No, bats are just a passion of mine. I get involved most evenings. I'm a bit of a night owl. In the day, I'm a tantric healer at the Well Women's Centre. I have a highly awakened kundalini.
Oh.
I hope you don't mind me saying, Annabel, looking over your physicality, I feel that one of your chakras may be broken.
Is it that obvious? I have been through some emotional turmoil recently, but I've really tried to put on a brave face.
Well, there's some things that you just can't hide, but I think I can do something for you. My tantric techniques and gentle massage have the potential of releasing your divine inner goddess and making you feel whole again.
Oh, gosh.
I'd know a lot more if I was able to take your pulse.
She likes it where it is, thank you very much.
Here's my business card. It comes with origami instructions on how you can fold it into a bat.
Oh, how very multifunctional.
Why don't you call in for an appointment? I can always
Very kind of you, but I'd have to check my availability.
I'm sure you won't regret it. If not, then perhaps we could go out for a bite to eat in the twilight hours. I feel we could have a very special connection.
A night in the twilight zone sounds very entertaining.
Oh, right, yes. Thank you.
Until the next time, ladies. Oh, please, after you.
Thank you.
He's fully immersed in the world of bats, isn't he? He seems very committed.
More like he's committing to a psychiatric unit.
He said he specialises in kundalini. Is that a type of yoga?
Kundalini? Well, I've never heard it called that before. But if you added a few stretches, I suppose it could be. I'd steer well clear of him if I was you. Between you and me, he's a bit of a pest. And I think he's a vegan.
Oh, I'm vegan, Barbara.
Oh, yes, of course.
I was going to ask what you thought about all the leather shoes and bags we have on sale. I mean, ethically, do you think we should be selling them?
Oh, we make lots of money from leather shoes and bags. Most people wear leather shoes. Surely even you, Annabelle?
No, never. These are eco-vegan sneakers.
Do you excuse me? I'm looking for a cat basket. Do you have any in the shop?
No, I don't think we have.
Sorry for asking, but your coat collar, is it faux fur?
Faux fur?
Faux fur, you know, imitation. Because if it's not, you'll have to leave the shop. Do you realise that we're an animal charity?
It is real fur. Real fur that molts naturally from an animal.
It's not plucked from a rabbit.
No, no. This fur collar is from my beautiful Persian cats. Fur lost through the natural process of shedding and a little grooming. I weave or knit it into wonderful new creations. Here's my card. Have an online shop if you'd like to see more.
Perfect Kitty Crafts. Handcrafted furry accessories.
People love to have things made from their pets. It immortalises them forever.
Well, as long as the cats haven't been distressed in the process.
Distressed? Why, have you known my cats are everything to me? All cats love to be brushed and groomed.
Oh, I suppose. Right. I'll see if I can locate a basket for you at one of the other branches. Can you call back?
Yes. I have a couple of errands to get home with. That really is very kind of you.
You know, that fur collar you're wearing, it's exactly the same colour as my Persian cat, Felicity.
Fancy. Persian cats are all very similar in colour, aren't they?
Oh, what's that smell? There's a real whiff when you walk in. Have we had more grass cuttings dropped off?
No, it's catnip. It's that woman who's just left. She reeked of the stuff mingled with a smell of whiskey on her breath. And I'm sure she's wearing my Felicity round her neck.
Your cat, Felicity?
Yes. Well, some of her fur anyway. Very shifty woman. If you don't mind, Tina, I'm going to go on my phone and have a closer look at exactly what furry accessories she's selling online.
No, that's fine. You go ahead.
How did you get on with the pigeon, Tina?
What do you mean?
Did it need any treatment?
Oh, I left it with the vets. They said they'll probably let it go if all was well. It'll be back in next week as one of our acquisitions.
Shoo, go on. Leave Barbara alone. I'm going to have to change that grooming cologne. Money, 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 girls. Feast your eyes on this enormous wad.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mrs. Firkin Smythe. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, just a coffee morning and a plant sale. People can be so generous when it comes to good causes. Now, what have you got in your Aladdin's cave today? Any towel treats for Derbyshire?
Oh, I'll have a look amongst the cuddlies for you, Mrs. Firkin Smythe. Now, what have we here? A plushie tea. I'll just pick this chewy sweet off.
Oh, look at the little alien, Derbyshire. Well, that's just the ticket.
Let me introduce you to Annabelle, who's just joined the team, whilst I put this money nice and safely in the till.
Hello. Nice to meet you. What a lovely little dog. What breed is it?
He's a Pomeranian. You're a little pom-pom, aren't you? But don't call him a dog, dear. Tell me, have you come across any music of the Lord? There hasn't been anything here for the last few weeks.
I think I spotted a hymn book and some sheet music over in the corner.
A hymn book? What are you talking about? Lord Weber, dear. The greatest musical impresario and composer to walk the earth.
Oh, that Lord. Yes, sorry,
Is that an Action Man leg sticking out of that basket, Barbara?
It is, yes, but these dolls are made of very hard, tough plastic, Mrs. Perkins' mouth. It may be too hard for Derbyshire's little teeth.
It's not for Derbyshire. It's for me. I think he has the look of Sir Andrew.
Right.
Now, girls, I've got an important mission today, and I need your help. I'm looking for something rather special for Derbyshire. We're hosting a doggy fancy dress fundraiser next week.
What sort of fundraiser?
Doggy.
Ah.
Derbyshire's doggy friends are dressing up, and I haven't managed to find anything special for him. Have you anything on the rails?
What about a scarf or jumper from the children's section? He could go as a little hot dog.
Yeah, fart you. Hoi polloi.
There's a children's net tutu for around his body. He could go as a bally dancer from the Nutcracker Suite. He's got all the right equipment.
He wouldn't wear a tutu. Do you have anything in the fancy dress section?
There's a police hat.
Excellent. He can go as one of His Majesty's Constabulary, as a sniffer dog. You're good at sniffing things out, aren't you, Pompons?
Here's your receipt, and thank you again on the Trust's behalf for your wonderful donation.
It's our pleasure, isn't it, Arbyshire? Keep up the good work, girls. I'll be back soon with more lovely lolly. Chin, chin. What a pretty little dog. Oh, get down!
Oh, are you okay, Mrs. Bailey?
I think so. He nearly took my finger. What a nasty little dog.
Good God, not another one.
Don't mind it. Let's have a look, Mrs. Bailey. Ooh, careful, it's got its claw caught in your scarf.
It doesn't seem to be able to move at all. It's quite weak. Do you think they'll be able to help it, Tina? It's wearing a ring, so it must belong to someone. The poor bird.
Certainly is a poor bird. It'll be a racing pigeon that's landed to have a rest. I'm sure you can get fined for pigeon abduction.
It is showing some signs of distress. Oh, no. Oh, it's got some fishing wire caught around its ankles.
Fishing wire?
Don't worry, the vet will know how to untangle it without hurting it. I'll find another box. Can you get me some tissue paper, Annabelle?
Yes, of course.
Oh, thank you, dear. Any news of the little bird from this morning?
It looked like it was perking up when I dropped it off. I'm sure it'll be back flying round the park by now. I'll just nip into the office, get my coat on, and I'll pop straight round to the vets.
I get nothing but kindness here. I think you're all wonderful.
It's the Trust mission to rescue any suffering animal and treat them all with the respect they deserve. Even pigeons.
Now, Barbara, I don't want to be even more of a nuisance, but could you find me a bowl? I'm all fingers and thumbs these days, and I've dropped my last one.
Bowls? I've seen some somewhere in here. Annabelle, have you seen any bowls?
Oh, bowls? I've seen one up on that crockery shelf. I'll reach it down if you think this table would take my weight.
Oh, don't stand on that. It's not a proper table. It's a pile of paperback copies of 50 Shades of Grey. It's not very stable, as you can imagine.
Right, well, I might just be able... Just... Yes, here we are. There's a box by the till. I'll put some of this tissue round and keep it safe for the journey home.
Oh, thank you. I was out early this morning foraging. I'll be able to make some mushroom soup for tea now.
Is it not easier just to open a tin, Mrs. Bailey?
Well, possibly, dear, but the ones near me really liven up a midweek soup.
I bet they do. And no doubt good for your joints.
Yes, dearie. They probably are.
Living till it's jammed again.
Right, I'll be off.
Oh, Tina, before you go, I'm trying to put this sail through and the blasted till's jammed again. Have you got your key?
Oh, right. Let me just put the pigeon down. Don't want to drop the poor thing. Oh, we can't keep putting up with this. I'll have to let head office know when I get back. I need to get going.
I found another of those bowls, Mrs. Bailey. Would you like one for a spare?
Oh, even better. Thank you, dear. Could you pop it in the box?
Oh!
Oh! It's the poor pigeon. Oh, he looks so weak. He can't even lift his little head up.
She must have taken the wrong box. I'll try and catch her.
Are you all right, Mrs. Bailey? Oh, try not to worry. The vet'll know what to do. Oh, what a shock for you. Would you like some hot tea?
Oh, no, dear, thank you. I'll head on home for a lie down. I need some fresh air.
Oh, I think we all do. Oh. Wilf, let me get the door.
It's a bit awkward.
Can you manage to get through? You're like the Wicker Man, loaded up with that lot.
The rattan baskets, plant pots and the like. The house was full of them. May, she used to attend a willow-making class. She used to do chicken in a basket in these. Very tasty.
Yes, you can still smell it.
She's moved on to pleasuring herself with soft furnishings now. She wants rid of the lot.
I couldn't see her anywhere. I've just left the pigeon at the vet's.
Oh, don't worry, they'll sort it out. Now, what's this all wrapped up, Wilf? Looks like a big painting.
No, it's not a painting. It's a large framed family photograph. Taken a couple of years ago.
Have you bought it to sell in the shop?
I have. The wife wants shut of it. She's never liked it of herself. And it's fallen off the wall. Where's a ton?
Don't you think it's a bit personal? People tend to put photographs of their own families on the wall.
What about the folk that don't have a family? They might be glad of it. Everyone looks very smart. And I can always add the names on the back for a bit of a personal touch.
But will you not miss it?
Eh, I've never cared much for this lot. Him on the left. Cousin Ralph ruined my childhood. Stole my extensive foreign stamp collection when I was 8. Could never well damn prove it.
Was it a large collection?
It was huge. I'll have you know I was a passionate philatelist when I was a young lad.
Pardon? That's enough of that talk. I'm sure we'll find a home for it somewhere.
Aye, and there's another thing. A bit of a crisis has arisen. In the last bag of quality goods I gave you, unbeknownst to me, the wife's given away my shaving brush. I've had it nigh on 40 years.
That's probably why she got rid of it.
Well, that no.
Sure it was.
It was very expensive. Made from badger hair.
Badger hair?
Well, you can say goodbye to that. Oh. A badger will have been killed for that brush. Tina will have been horrified and got rid of it straight away.
Well, I suppose that's that then.
I believe you can get vegan shaving brushes now.
Made from vegan, eh? Eh, I don't fancy that.
Oh, never mind, Wilf. As compensation, take this home for your May. It's a salad spinner. I know she likes a nice kitchen gadget.
Ooh, looks very modern. I didn't realise salad needed spinning. I'd better take it. In return, a lucky find of another roll of Green Shield stamps. Get yourself something nice, Barbara. I'd better be off.
Thank you.
Oh, way up. Don't look now. It's Pussy Galore. I managed to get a quick look at her online shop. Hats, bags, purses, and an assortment of kitty cat finger puppets.
That's a lot of items made with the fur from just 2 cats.
Exactly. I think it's time we had a chat. Hello again.
Any news of a basket?
No.
You could have a look at the Trust online charity shop. They have next day delivery on some items.
All right, I'll try that.
Talking of online shops, I've been having a good look at yours. Where are you getting all the fur for so many crafty items?
I told you I have long had Persian cats.
Your two cats must be constantly bald.
What exactly is your problem?
Well, my cat Felicity keeps disappearing for days on end. And she comes back with a lot less fur. In fact, other cats aren't coming back at all.
What has this got to do with me?
Don't you pussyfoot around with me. Where are you getting all that fur?
What exactly are you accusing me of?
I know for a fact that a catnipper gang are working in this area. So I'll start with the accusations of abduction and kidnap. What's happened to all these beloved cats?
No cats are being harmed. I am simply recycling cat fur for crafting.
Yes, you are very crafty, aren't you? Luring them in with catnip by the smell of you. If my Felicity goes missing again, or anyone else's cat for that matter, I have your details and will be passing them on to the police.
Afternoon.
Perfect timing, officer. I have a person of interest here I'd like you to meet regarding all those missing cats. Where's she gone?
She must have crept out while you were talking.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I've got all the information you need on my phone. I'll forward it to that Crime Watch number.
That sounds like a great lead. Thanks for your investigative work, Mrs. Dodds. But firstly, I'm afraid I have some rather upsetting information for you.
Upsetting?
Are you both familiar with the name Tina Fairclough?
Yes, we both are. She's our boss.
Has something happened to her?
I regret to inform you that she is now in police custody.
What?
We've had her under surveillance for some time now. Since her partner has been in prison, he's received a constant supply of drugs.
But what's that got to do with Tina?
Miss Fairclough has previous convictions and her fingerprints have been identified on a dead pigeon carrying drugs.
Drugs? Tina?
It was brought into the station by a local vet. We've just picked her up on the way back to the shop.
Did you say a dead pigeon?
Yes, I'm afraid so. No one would think twice about seeing a pigeon in a prison yard. It's quite a clever cover, really.
I see.
Tina? I can't take this in, Annabelle.
I'm really sorry to have to tell you this. I know the Trust's reputation is a compassionate animal charity. It must be very hard to hear.
Thank you for coming in and telling us personally, officer.
Well, I have somewhat better news for you. Annabelle here has agreed to rehome your dad's budgie.
Yes, I'm so sorry to hear about his health. I've plenty of room at home, and your dad will be welcome to visit any time he felt up to it.
Oh, really? Thank you. That's very kind of you. That sounds a pretty perfect solution. I'm off tomorrow, so I'll see if he's up for a chat about it and get back to you.
Okay, lovely.
And the tropical...
She knows it's tropical. It's not a problem. I'll let you know about the other thing as soon as possible. My Derek could do with a new hobby. It'll get him away from his cabbages.
Right. I'll let you know how I get on with my dad. Thank you. Bye for now.
I can't believe it.
I said he was dishy.
I mean those poor pigeons.
Oh, of course. Oh, and poor Mrs. Bailey. We'll have to keep this quiet. We can't let her know she's been handing her precious birds over to a serial pigeon killer, can we?
Any news about a pigeon?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Bailey. It's made a good recovery. And you'll be pleased to know it's been released in the prison park.
You look like you've made a good recovery, Mrs. Bailey.
Oh, yes, much better, thanks, dear. Even felt up to having a clear out. Here, a bag of sheets and some old cat bedding. They're very good quality cotton.
Oh, very kind, I'm sure.
Have you got my other bowl, dear?
Not yet, but we'll put it to one side as soon as we get it back. Anything else we can help you with?
Oh, yes. I've got my eye on something in the window. Would you be able to get it out for me, dear?
Of course.
It's the wicker basket with the spring bulbs and it looks like a trowel and a dibber. I'd like to have a look at it.
Oh, I've got it.
Here we are.
Oh, it would make a lovely gift for someone.
Yes, if I could just take a closer look at this gibber.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. Someone's made a dreadful mistake.
Yes, I thought so when I saw it next to the trowel. I'll just take the vibrator. I don't need the rest. Can't stand gardening.
Oh, right. Yes.
Well, it's been an eventful day, so I think I'll have an early night. Bye-bye, dear.
Mrs. Bailey? Oh, of all the people. I thought she'd have loved gardening.
What will happen tomorrow without Tina?
Oh, I'll get on to head office in the morning and I'll explain everything. I don't mind looking after things till they get someone else. In fact, I know someone who's just right for the new manager's position.
Oh, that's good. Well, I have to have another interview.
Yes, I should think so. Especially as it's you I'm recommending for the job.
Me?
Yes, you. You'd be perfect. I've never heard anyone talk with such care and respect for animals, even pigeons.
I'm really not sure I'm capable. I'm happy to give my time freely, but I don't feel worthy of being paid for it.
I'll be here to support you. I know you can do it. Now get an application written out tonight. You can tweet Brian May for a reference. Yo, what's that smell? I thought I'd sprayed air freshener.
Oh, that is nasty. It seems to be coming from that bag Mrs. Bailey brought in.
Oh! Oh! There's shepherd's pie on top of the bedding. She must have put her leftovers in the wrong bin bag. Quick, quick, fasten it up. I'll chuck it out the back as I leave. Oh, who's this now? I'm never going to get away. What do you want, Derek? Oh, that's good news. I can't come straight away. I told you I'm having my V-steam. But open a bottle of wine and I'll be home ASAP.
Everything all right, Barbara?
Oh, more than all right. Who'd have thought that ornamental cabbages could be an aphrodisiac?
Charitable Creatures, written by Diane Rimmer, directed by James Steventon, proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, starring Laura Jane Ebley as Tina, Lynn Twill as Barbara, Diane Rimmer as Annabelle, Brendan Quinn as Mrs. Bailey and Mrs. Firkin Smythe, Luther Wells as PC Keane, and Bradley Kerr as Barry, Stephanie, and Wilf.